Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A local man died of exposure in the North Pole area yesterday. Alaska State Troopers say they were contacted before 7 a.m. Tuesday by residents in the Polar Fox Loop and Eielson Farm Road area about hearing gunshots. A trooper dispatch says officers responded and found 35-year-old Brady Jackson of North Pole wearing a ballistic vest and armed with a handgun. It says officers tried talking to Jackson, but that he was not responding. Fort Wainwright Veterans Services was contacted to attempt communicating with Jackson, but prior to their arrival, troopers say Jackson appeared to succumb to the sub-zero weather. Troopers say they brought Jackson to the road and awaiting EMS, who pronounced him dead. They say a semi-automatic rifle and handgun were found where Jackson collapsed and that alcohol and drugs appear to have been a factor in his death. Next of kin have been notified. Leaders of the state's largest Alaska Native organization are calling for President Donald Trump to resign. KOTZ reports that in a statement, the Alaska Federation of Natives President Julie Kitka joins Alaska's congressional delegation in condemning the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters. She calls for, quote, accountability for the actions of the perpetrators as well as those who appear to have planned this attack, unquote. AFN leadership say they support Senator Lisa Murkowski's position that the president should go. Last week, Murkowski said the president had encouraged his supporters at the rally to march on the Capitol, where Congress was certifying results of the 2020 election. This isn't the first time AFN has condemned President Trump. They objected to his use of the name Pocahontas as a slur during remarks at a ceremony honoring the Navajo code talkers of World War II. I'm Dan Bross.